John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We keep things rolling right along here on this Tuesday morning. Darren Donick and Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside Willie Donick out in Vegas. Tonight, Predators and Golden Knights, 9 o'clock puck drop. I'll have pregame for you starting at 8 and everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hello, David Poile, Predators General Manager. David, how you doing?
Hello there. I'm good, Darren. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing fantastic. A nice, finally, some comfortable weather here in our area, which is nice.
Okay. Well, I'm out in Vegas with Willie, and the weather's nice here, but my mind is on hockey, so we'll have to put the weather aside for a bit here.
No doubt about it. By the way, David Poile, every week brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wine and Spirits. I have to believe you are thrilled with the production through 5 games from Matt Duchene. I mean, you know, it's a well-documented story. He's finally here, but it also has to play out on the ice, and through 5 games it has, and it looks really good.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, he's, as they say, he's made other players better. He's made another line better. Actually, our offense is everything that we had hoped for and dreamed about. So all of that is great. I love the offense that we're bringing, the chances that we're getting, and obviously the results, meaning the goals. It's real interesting because, as we've talked about last year, when all the things that were good with the Predators, from goaltending, defensive play, penalty killing, all of those areas, except we just couldn't get anything going offensively, to really put teams away. And again, our power play was the worst in the league. So our power play has been good, and we've been scoring goals. Now,
yeah,
the flip side of that, unfortunately, is now we're giving up a lot more goals, and we're not as sound defensively as we were last year. I mean, I guess that's life, isn't it? It's you get one thing and you lose another thing. But I really, truly believe that the defensive part of the game is within our skill set, our how we play, and the abilities of our players. The flip side of that is I'm not sure you can just, teach offense. I think that is an area that you have to have the skill. So that's the good news, is we got the offense, and Matt Duchene has been a big part of that. The bad news at the moment is we're giving up way too much. So probably there's the middle ground there. If we can find that, we should be in good shape.
I feel like you just answered my follow-up, and thank you for that, because I said that on these airwaves yesterday, and I wanted to ask you. You're the Hall of Fame hockey mind, and you're the general manager. I said, look, are there concerns right now on the back end? Yeah, there's been some breakdowns. There's been some turnovers. Play hasn't been great in front of the goalies, especially UC Saros the last couple of outings. He hasn't been playing at his best that we've seen. But you traded exactly what you said. You trade away a top defenseman, and you get a top scorer. So you gain something in one area. You lose something in the other. So you knew that. But with that being said, to me, you can't teach offense. Like, you can't just teach goal scoring. Either it's there or it's not. But you can coach and teach things on the back end, the blue line. Is that? I think you just said that. Is that fair to say?
I think I just said that, and you said it real well. Also, I'm happy with the dynamics of our club and the possibilities that we have with this new offense. Having said that, we're not going to win on a consistent basis. If we play like we did in LA and give up as much as we did in LA, it's thrilling, the Washington game, 6-5. It's thrilling, the LA game when we came back and we made it 4-4. Unfortunately, we lost in the last minute to LA. But there's got to be some adjustment there to play the right way, I guess. The other part of it is that we've been, again, which is not ideal, in a couple of games like LA, we're behind 4-1. In Washington, we're behind 4-2. These are you know, going into the third period. I mean, it's fantastic to come back and beat Washington, score four goals in the third period. It was unbelievably exciting to come back to tie LA 4-4. And I think every man on our team thought we were going to win that game. But that's not really the right formula for, you know, for a successful team the whole year. So I'd like to, you know, play a little bit closer to the vest with our skill set, take the opportunity to get the lead, and then, you know, play that way. I think we'd be have a much that would be a much better formula for us than what sort of happened in the first you know, five games this year. But again, for probably the third time, I you know, we didn't have the offense that we needed last year. It appears that we have it this year, and I think that enhances our chances. So I like where we are. We just have to refine our game a little bit.
David Poile, Predators general manager, on the line with us, his weekly every Tuesday at this time. So let's talk about a little bit more on the back end. Dante Fabbro has received so much praise for his body of work to this point, rightfully so, but there's also been through five games we've seen this year. Now his role has increased, we know that. And so there's been times when you see, you know, those rookie moments. How do you manage that as an organization? Because you know that's going to happen. And I also want to ask you, to this point, how do you feel about your third D pairing, whoever that may be?
Yeah, I think with Dante, it's been mostly good. But again, you're bang on in your point. I mean, there's been a couple of hiccups in different moments, different parts of games. The good news always seems to be that Dante is very coachable. He learns real fast. He does not, I'd say, totally lose it when he makes a mistake. I think he recovers quickly. So I like all the things I like about Dante. I mean, ideally, are we playing him, you know, too much? And we've talked about this in the offseason after we traded, you know, Subban. Would he be better suited to play a little bit lesser role right now? You know, the answer to that could be yes. And so that goes into our third pair. And I think, you know, Coach Lavalette's going to have to, you know, probably rely on Hamhuis, Irwin, and Weber a little bit more as Dante, you know, learns his way here. So maybe there should be a little bit more ice time for those guys. I'm not sure exactly what Lavi is thinking about in that situation. But, you know, again, for so many years now, we've been a top four defense team. In other words, the top two pairings get so much more ice time than the third pair. Maybe there has to be a little bit of adjustment there. I think we have the experience there with, you know, Hamhuis, Irwin, and Weber that they can play higher if need be. So, you know, I guess the feeling right now is his bottom line is that, you know, Fabbro is going to be a real good player. And I think we probably should live a little bit with the odd hiccup here and there. But overall, I think we're pretty happy with him.
Yep. Good stuff. Last thing on my end. I've seen in the last 15 minutes or so, Adam Vingan from The Athletic put out that you guys have placed Daniel Carr on waivers. Is that one? I have not seen that anywhere else. Have you guys put him on waivers?
Yeah, yes, we have. That's just like a half hour ago, something like that, 15 minutes ago, actually. So that's a 24-hour process. He's with our club here in Vegas, and we fly after the game tonight to Arizona. He'll go with us. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, he will either clear waivers or he will be picked up by another team. And at that point in time, I will have a couple of decisions to make. If he clears, whether we send him to Milwaukee or if, you know, depending on how our game goes tonight, whether we play well, you know, guys play well, whether the coach wants to make a lineup change, he could be playing in Arizona or he could be going to Milwaukee. So the thought process there is that he's worked hard during training camp, and he's got in a couple of games, but he was a leading scorer in the American Hockey League, and that we need and want production. That's what we think he can do to chip in offensively, and it just hasn't happened for him. In a conversation with him yesterday, I mean, he was disappointed that I approached him about being on waivers, but on the other hand, I think he fully realizes that his scheme just isn't there, whether it's his confidence. I mean, he was a little bit, you know, just upset that he hasn't performed to the level that he knows he can. So our play here, our hope is that he will clear waivers, get down to Milwaukee, get his scoring back up to where it was, and give us an opportunity to recall him and maybe put him in when he's got his total game together.
But as of now, you don't plan to call anyone up for tonight's game? You're just going to wait and see how the process plays out for tomorrow?
No, Rocco Grimaldi, who missed the last game, is ready to go tonight. So we have four lines, 12 healthy forwards, and that's what we'll go for tonight. And like everything else, we reassess after every game. So Carr could be back in the lineup as soon as tomorrow night in Arizona, or he could be in Milwaukee. That's how the NHL works.
David Poile, Preds general manager, here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. So one thing that I have been curious about, of when you had the initial roster for the season, you had 22 instead of the 23. What is the idea behind that? I know that so much depth on this team, you want to give guys an opportunity to play in Milwaukee. Is that pretty much what it is, or is there something else to it?
That's pretty much what it is. I mean, our schedule is a little bit light here at the beginning of the season also, where we're not playing any back-to-back games. Our travel is, for example, tonight we needed to get another player after the game tonight. Well, you know, we have an off day tomorrow, so there'll be plenty of time to fly somebody in from Milwaukee to Arizona. And, you know, vice versa, we play in Arizona, then we come home, and you could get somebody on Friday if you needed somebody for Saturday against Florida. So, yes, always when we're talking about our younger players, we would certainly want them to be playing. So this is a prime example with Daniel Carr. He's had some experience, but he hasn't played that much in the NHL. And we really feel that if we get him down to Milwaukee, that he should get in the real good positions, get some goals, get some assists, get some more confidence, and then when the opportunity presents itself again, call him up, and hopefully the next time he'll be in a better position to be more successful.
David, a player that we talked to you a lot about in the off season, and you were very supportive of, and that's Kyle Turris. And through the first five games, you know, having the team here for most of that has been beneficial, because you can see so much more when you're watching it with your own two eyes and not on TV. I feel like I've seen an improvement in him. I've seen his confidence start to return. What have you seen out of Kyle Turris thus far?
I would agree. I think again, it was it's probably a little bit of a slow process. I mean, he's playing in a position that's a little bit new to him, meaning he's playing a little bit further down in the lineup than he usually has. I would hope that Kyle could take that as a positive, that he's still playing with good players and he's getting good matchups, which might give him an opportunity to do more things offensively. He scored the winning goal the other night in our game at home. I think it's coming. Again, he just probably needs to get a little bit lucky. I mean, he had the other night, he had two great opportunities to score, and just didn't happen for him. And we all know in this game and in life, sometimes it's just the difference between a couple of inches here and there of things either going in or not going in. And I think Kyle's working real hard. He just probably, it's still a little bit of confidence when you haven't had that success for a fair amount of time. So I hope he just sticks with it, and I hope he gets a little bit of a break here and there, because I think it could be such a positive thing for us and for Kyle, for where he is in the lineup. And if he could start scoring and creating offense, it would just open up so much for our team and just make us that much more dangerous. So I think progress, and hopefully it just continues and continues tonight. And Vegas, a big game for us tonight.
I know Darren brought up the Duchesne line and playing with Philip Forsberg and Mikhail Granlund and just the success that they have had. But I've liked what I've seen out of the Johansson line as well, with Victor Arvidsson, and then Callie Yarncroak has been up there. What's been your assessment of them?
Yeah, good change. Craig Smith played there for the first three or four games, but yeah, Yarny's been up there. It seems to be a good fit for him. He's a real hard worker, smart, I guess you could say, more of a safe player. Probably allows Joey and Arvy to be, for lack of a better way of saying it, to maybe cheat a little bit more offensively, because Yarny's a good, reliable player, but they seem to have some chemistry in a couple of games together. They seem to Yarny's game has certainly looked better there than it had when he was playing on a different line. So I feel pretty confident about those first two lines right now.
David, appreciate the visit as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
All right. That is Predators General Manager David Poyle every Tuesday at 11:15, and he is brought to you by Gary Force Acura in Cool Springs Wine and Spirits. A very important announcement that we want to make that's going to happen every Thursday on the show on the other side. We're very excited about this, and we want to tell you about it on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.